Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your wonderful love that dealt with all our sin. Thank you, Jesus, that you appeared once for all and took away sin. And thank you that you appear again by knocking on our hearts and getting us to surrender. And I thank you, you came for salvation. Thank you for your wonderful words in Romans chapter 10 that tells us we don't have to go down to raise you from the dead, because you've been there and you've dealt with all our sins as far as the east is from the west. And neither do we have to go up into heaven to bring you down, because you're with us. You're near us. Your words is in our hearts and in our mouths. So thank you for this perfect righteousness, this perfect goodness that has come, total salvation that we believed. And that you are Lord and you have been raised from the dead. In other words, sin has been dealt with, and that you are now with us, bringing about salvation in every way. So we confess unto salvation because we believe unto righteousness. Thank you, Lord, we've been made right, holy and blameless in your sight, just as you predestined us. And thank you for this goodness that has come. And thank you, we just stay in it. As children, as obedient children, and just flow together with you, glory to glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Romans 14, verse 10 to 13. Why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you look down on your brother or sister? We all stand in front of the judgment seat of God. Because it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will give praise to God." So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. So stop judging each other. Instead, this is what you should decide. Never put a stumbling block or an obstacle in the way of your brother or sister.
Hallelujah. I was just thinking about this last night, and Lord was just opening things up to me. And here it says, you know, we got to watch out about judging or despising others, because we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. But here is the reality. Each and every one of us should have come to that place of already standing before the judgment seat and saying, "Lord, we need help." Just like Paul. Remember Paul? "Who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh?" And then, "Praise be to Jesus Christ." And then remember Paul a bit further. And then he understood the baptism, that Jesus died for all, and he lives for God now, no longer for sin or any of the he's got the answers now. He's the Lord of all. And then it goes on to say now, also reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. So what is that saying? That is saying that we are now in the presence of God. And view that type of believer, true believer now, building your life on those words now, and then relevant also to you are raised and seated with him in heavenly places. So you with the Lord. And if that's the case, you can't sit with judgment or criticism in your heart, because you're convicted. Straight away you're convicted. Not one day when you appear before the Lord. You are convicted now already, because you are in the presence of the Lord. And he has taken hold of you, spirit, soul, and body. And in the spirit is your conscience, the voice of your conscience. You know when you have stepped outside the boundaries. And then you can't wait for one day before you appear. You are ready. Straight away, you've got to make clean. Sorry, Lord. Amen. Sorry about that, but thank you that all righteousness has been given now, because we have been saved. So thank you, Lord, for helping me in the writings, into the answers, into the light, because I want to walk with you. You've called me out of darkness into your kingdom, given me a new heart and a new spirit now to stay in your promises, in your goodness. So I don't want your curses. I don't want darkness. I want light. So help me. And then just with that, walking in the light with the Lord, You even ask him to help you now, whatever maybe was wrong or needs rectifying, that he'll help you, that you don't just go do it by yourself, because that's a problem. We are not there to just do things by ourselves. We are now working together with the Lord. So we thank him that he'll help us in that situation. And so we can just stay in the light, that we can stay on this path of peace that pursues peace with all people and through getting holiness. Why do we want to stay on this path? Because that's the path of healing. That's the path where all the goodness of God comes to pass in our lives, that he's building us up then into the image and likeness of his Son, the firstborn among many brethren. So guys, stay in the light, walk in the light, because your God is good. Sin has been dealt with once and for all, and he has now come as your salvation. And that's what Romans 10 tells us. And we believe in our heart unto that righteousness, this righteousness that has dealt with sin down in hell for us once and for all, the righteousness that is now given, restored us to the blessings that we lost in Adam, is now restored in Jesus. So we're on this wonderful highway of working together with the Lord. He's not far away. He's with us. Amen. A very present help. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and walk in the light as he is in the light together with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.